It hasn't even been a fortnight since the sitting president of the United States' son no-showed to a pivotal hearing on the rampant influence peddling of the criminal Biden family.
Should I allow Hunter to give his opening statement first?
Doesn't appear Mr. Biden showed up for his public hearing, so we'll recognize you, Mr. Bublitz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
A massive, unprecedented scandal involving treason and corruption on a level that 20 years ago would have been a constant media event due to its alarming nature and the implications regarding the national security of the United States of America.
The leaked records are called the Pandora Papers. And they expose a financial system that shields the deals and assets of some of the world's richest and most powerful people.
We arrived at the conclusion pretty quickly that this was going to be bombshell material.
I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
On December 4th, we have coffee with Jonathan Lee, who was one of the members who started Bohai Harvest, and he was connected with the CCP. They were having trouble getting licensed to work because, of course, the CCP has to get permission for that, until Hunter flew over with on Air Force Two with Vice President Joe Biden at the time. They met with Jonathan Lee. Hunter introduced him. Joe ended up writing a letter of recommendation to Jonathan Lee's daughter to get into college, and then we see that this relationship continues to be formed.
There is no question. Tony Bobulinski brought the receipts.
I'm here today because I'm a patriot and I'm a truth teller. We keep hearing from certain corners that our democracy is at risk and democracy is on the ballot in 24. Yet the same people preaching this mantra know better. They continue to lie directly to the American people without hesitation and remorse. Rep. Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, both lawyers, and Mr. Goldman, a former prosecutor with the SDNY from New York, will continue to lie today in this hearing and then go straight to the media to tell more lies.
Mr.
And
Chairman.
The cold hard facts.
Mr. Chairman.
In an attempt to...
Well, Mr. Chairman, it may save his time, but he called members of this committee liars, and I just want to know whether the order and decorum requirements...